Welcome to the Reflections on Leadership podcast with Carl Bimshaw.
Leaders are not exempt from depression. Depression affects about 16 million American adults annually, leaders included. However, many are reluctant to discuss their feelings for fear of being perceived as weak or burdening others. This attitude is not only detrimental, but can be fatal. Leaders must take action and invest themselves to overcome intrusive and unhelpful emotions. Rather than ignore it or suffer in silence, leaders can help by leading. The myriad of world stresses combined with a punishing tide of unproductive meetings, understaffed projects, and mind-numbing tasks can lead to deep frustration, anger, sadness, or fear. Leaders are often ill-equipped to manage these emotions appropriately. Many become immobilized by a fog that seems to hold them back. It's time to regain control. You know that writing is a powerful communication tool. Did you also know it's a valuable therapeutic outlet? Journaling, detested by some and lauded by others, is a quick, manageable, and private way to alleviate stress. Studies show that the regular and deliberate practice of therapeutic writing for 15 to 20 minutes per day helps you to silence the endless worry loop in your head, deal with recent or long-held trauma, ease the symptoms of some illnesses, and boost your immune system. 15 years ago, I created a powerful tool that helps to simplify and hasten the process with 7 thought-provoking prompts. Since 2008, the disposable journal has been a valuable resource for busy professionals seeking peace of mind. Leaders who make the time to journal become more mindful, aware, and positively reflective. Briefly sitting with your emotions allows you to discover constructive solutions so you can move forward. And you don't need to be a writer to accomplish this. It's about getting the stuff out of your head. The disposable journal is a physical book, but I'll share the content here. Now, you can always order it at disposablejournal.com. Remember, this is private, and you're not obligated to share any insights you discover. It's your personal exploration. Also, you're not creating great art here. What you write won't be perfect. Your words needn't be spelled out correctly or with elegant penmanship. You're working on improving your attitude, not your grammatical prowess. All it takes is for your commitment to finding the time to write each day for 7 days. Be expressive and sloppy. Consider the questions coming from a dear friend to whom you can open up and bare your soul without judgment. Invest about 20 minutes, more if needed, but not less if you can help it. If it gets too hard and the emotions you engage get to be too much, stop. No worries. You can return to it later. You'll be pleasantly surprised at how liberating it feels to move things from your head to the page. It's time to write it out and let it go. If you find any exercises too painful to complete, seek professional help. Many employers offer employee assistance programs that can be a valuable, free resource. Also, consult your primary physician. So while these prompts may not translate so well to audio, it is better for you to spend the time, reflect on the question, and spend 15, 20 minutes writing it out. I'll present them here for you now. You can either re-listen to this podcast over the course of a week, or just save this portion, or write the questions down, work at your own pace, or of course, order your own copy at disposablejournal.com. But let's start. Day one, think and then get it out. What's troubling you right now? Is it fear? Are you angry or perhaps sad? Today, put it out there. Think of this journal as your trusted friend you've not seen in a while. What do you want to tell it? Day two, what's going on with you? Today, describe your current state. What are your thoughts and feelings? Who's to blame and why do you feel that way? Put it out there and write for a solid 20 minutes. Day 3, what do you call it? Today, list several words and phrases that describe how you feel. Circle a few of them. Connect similar words or phrases with arrows. Put a star next to one or two that speak to you. If the words escape you, draw a picture. Day 4, isolate the pain. Today, pick one of those words or phrases that you starred yesterday. Focus on it and explicitly describe it using all your senses. What does it look like to you? How does it smell, taste, and sound? How do you feel about it? Thoroughly examine it for 20 minutes. Day 5, get physical. Today, think about what's been holding you back and describe how you physically feel inside and out. What's happening to your hands and legs? How does your stomach feel? How about your face and head? What are your lips and eyes doing? What else have you noticed? Write it out. Day 6, letter it out. Today, draft a letter to the person or persons that have had their grip on you. Detail how you feel and what must change. If you can forgive them, do so. If not, describe how you will improve with this thing behind you. Day 7. What now? Today, write a letter to your future self. You have bared your soul and learned a lot. Congratulations. Now use the good feelings to encourage yourself. Write out new goals. Consider framing them with these questions. How much and by when? Why? Who can help? Be action-oriented. Hey, you did it. Now save day 7 from your journal and dispose of the rest. It's your final step in letting go. There is no reason for you to carry the burden any longer. Take the letter you wrote to your future self and place it someplace where you will see it and read it tomorrow morning. Good luck on your exciting new journey without the extra baggage. To order physical copies of the disposable journal for yourself or your organization, or to give as a gift to the people you care about, go to disposablejournal.com. This has been Carl Bimshaw. Thanks for listening. Keep advancing confidently in the direction of your dreams and help others along the way.
Stressed? Disillusioned? Disheartened? Now more than ever, it's time to write it out and let it go with a disposable journal. You know, writing is a powerful communication tool. Did you also know it's therapeutic? Whether you call it therapeutic writing, journaling, expressive writing, or writing therapy, studies show the regular and deliberate practice of writing for 15 to 20 minutes per day helps you silence the endless worry loop you replay in your head, deal with recent or long-held trauma, ease the symptoms of some illnesses, boost your immune system. The Disposable Journal is a booklet-sized journal with a week's worth of daily prompts designed for you to take on your biggest challenges. This unique journal isn't for writers to capture great prose. It's for busy professionals who want to regain control of their emotions. When you're done, you can shred it, burn it, bury it, the choice is yours. Write it out and let it go. Order yours at disposablejournal.com.
Thank you for listening to the Reflections on Leadership podcast, produced by Carl Bimshaw Consulting, the leadership development and accountability firm that helps busy professionals to challenge, disrupt, and dramatically reduce the influence of lousy leadership in their business. Learn more at carlbimshawconsulting.com. Manage better, lead well.
Subscribe to the Reflections on Leadership newsletter on LinkedIn.